You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Gary C. Smith, the president of the National Association for the Exchange of Industrial Resources, better known as NAIR. NAIR is the oldest and largest gifts in kind organization in the United States. NAIR receives donations of excess inventory from American corporations and distributes the material to a membership base of more than 13,000 charities. It has collected and redistributed more than $3 billion worth of new donated supplies and equipment since its founding in 1977. On average, NAIR members acquire more than $18,000 worth of free products per year for their organization. Certainly a privilege to have Mr. Smith with us today here on Enterprise Radio, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about NAIR.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to be with us. So tell us, give us an overview, if you would, to kick things off on what NAIR is and what NAIR is all about.
You hit it pretty much spot on in your intro. We are a national nonprofit tax-exempt association, and our mission is to solicit contributions of new excess inventory from American corporations and then redistribute that same inventory to our member schools and other nonprofit organizations. Our membership is about 13,000, although we've added a new program in the last 18 months for teachers, and we have about 30,000 teachers who are part of the program also. But we go out there, we're kind of the middleman between the corporation who has this excess inventory, and we get into why they have it for multiple reasons. Then they ship it to our warehouse in Galesburg, Illinois. It's in western Illinois. We have approximately 450,000 square feet. We take that inventory and make it available, most typically now via website, and members, after they've been properly vetted, can choose the merchandise they want, and they get the merchandise, in fact, for free. Now, the IRS allows us to charge an administrative and or handling charge for the product to cover our expenses, but the merchandise itself is free. And we've got everything from soup to nuts, depending upon what type of organization you are and what your needs might be.
Certainly got the bases covered. Now, who are your members and why is NAIR a good deal for them? Any restrictions on use of materials received by members?
Yeah. Other than, as I said, the base of teachers, okay, we have any type of 501c3, which is a term used by the IRS for nonprofit tax-exempt organization, which could be churches, nursing homes, women shelters, YMCAs, hospitals, anything that falls in the nonprofit tax-exempt arena as our membership base. And then they pay us, depending upon the program that they're in. The most prominent program is called the basic program, $59 a year to be eligible for the stuff that we make available. Now, if you go to our website, you might see something and say, well, why in the world could you possibly use this? Well, it depends on what the need of the organization is. If you're, let's say, a large YMCA, you might need some industrial supplies, children's items, whereas you're a church, you might need other items, or if you're a school teacher, you might need items different from the other two. There are definite restrictions on the use of the merchandise, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that the donors receive or are eligible for an above-cost federal tax deduction for the merchandise that they give to us and that we in turn give to our members. We're the 501c3 nonprofit that they're giving to, and same with the recipients. The merchandise cannot be sold, bartered, traded, or exchanged for services. and it must be used for the care of the ill, the needy, or minor. So they're getting this merchandise. The corporation has the potential to get an above-cost federal tax deduction, but it has to be used in accordance with their mission, part of the teaching program, part of the maintenance of the organization, part of incentives for kids, or many other types of usages that nonprofits can have, clothing for the needy, or it could be office furniture for their organization. Could be maintenance items, could be software types of items, could be office supplies, toys, just about anything you could possibly imagine we've taken in at one point in time.
Get into, if you would, what types of supplies and or items that are available.
Okay. Well, we run the full gamut of office supplies, maintenance supplies, clothing, sporting goods, children's incentives, any type of supply item, software item, technology types of items that we have solicited from the corporations that that use our service. When you go to the website, and it's a very transparent website, you go there and you can actually look and see what the handling charge would be for that particular item. Problem is, if you're not a registered member, you can't have access to it. But you can actually see, if you were a member or a donor, what the types of items that you have there. Every organization has different have different needs. Churches might, although we don't do a lot of Bibles and that type of thing, churches might have more needs for their church programs, for their vacation Bible schools, for their kitchen types of things that they need, for their different services that they're providing. Obviously, shelters would be needing more on the clothesline, could be needing some furniture, could be needing bedding types of items. So it really runs the gamut from anything that we think, and we go through a screening process of this before, anything that we think that the member could reasonably use. Now, we have a screening process, which we call our donation review committee, that takes a look at each proposal that comes in from a corporation and say, number one, is it applicable? Okay. Number two, what are the quantities? What are the types of items? Sometimes the donors will let us pick and choose the items that we can use more than others, and we're just trying to get a good fit there to make sure that it's something that was the corporation's excess inventory, doesn't turn up being our excess inventory.
And thanks for that thorough explanation today. We're joined by Gary C. Smith, the president of the National Association for the Exchange of Industrial Resources, or better known as NAIR, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Smith, what incentive is there for a company to give, and other reasons for corporate giving of inventory? Touch on that if you would.
Okay. The primary incentive, or the grabber that you might have when doing a mailing or that type of thing to your potential donors, is the up to twice cost federal tax deduction. Now, that's only available to regular corporations, or they call them C corporations. And most of your big companies are C corporations. They're allowed to take half the difference between their cost or their basis and their fair market selling price, not to exceed twice cost. So if you have an item that you typically manufacture or you purchase for a dollar and you sell it for $2, you get the dollar basis and then half of the difference between the basis and the fair market selling price, which would be 50 cents, and your total federal tax deduction would be $1.50 for that item. Now, S corporations, which is your small business corporations, are not allowed to get this same advantage. It's something we might be able to touch on later, the need for Congress to pass that legislation so all corporations are treated equally. But there's a lot of other reasons companies will want to donate their excess inventory. Number one, anything that you have in your warehouse that's just taking up space is taking up money. So you want to clear out your excess warehouse space. branding is becoming very, very important now. In with a company who has a strong brand, they would much rather, depending upon what their cash needs are, donate items rather than put them on eBay, or rather than sell it to a liquidator, which would be our biggest competition, or to have these items at a dollar store or something like that, which is competing with the new items that they have in the stores currently. There might be something as simple as a packaging change, where the packaging change is different and they've got now keep in mind, you know, we do a lot of business, but some of these multi national companies have just hundreds of thousands or millions of units that have been produced, and even just a small percentage skew in the demand versus what they had produced can be thousands or hundreds of thousands of items for us. But it could be a packaging change. It could be a change where the color is a little bit off spec. Perfectly good product, but it's a little bit off spec. They wanted a blue cap, and the cap isn't the same blue that they wanted it to be. So they're doing it to clear out warehouse space. A lot of companies do it just as to they have philanthropic goals where they know of this tax code, and they just want to do their part to help the nation's ill, needy, and minors without giving cash.
Quite interesting. And what do you see, in conclusion, as the future of in-kind giving?
Well, what we have seen over the last 10 years is the growth of the small business corporation as opposed to being a regular corporation. Back when we started, back in the late 70s, virtually all businesses were regular corporations, which, of course, had the effect of anybody could get this deduction if they gave product to an organization like ours. Over the years, we see more and more companies, this is for tax purposes, becoming small business corporations, and they're taxed on a personal level rather than on a corporate level. We have tried in the past and continue to try to get Congress to let all corporations, even small business corporations, donate the inventory and give this help this funnel the needy recipients that can use this so much. We started the teachers program because we did some investigation and found out that the average teacher is spending $500-$600 out of pocket each year to help things in their classroom. Well, we have things from pencils and pens to paper or labels or craft items. And if people go to our website, you'll see that we're usually handling charges are usually about 10 cents on the dollar, maybe less than that. And these are valuable things that they can use. Sometimes if they have a little bit of creativity, it helps. They can use these things to enhance the mission that they're serving, or in fact enhance their actual classrooms, and not have to pay this money out of pocket. So getting Congress to allow S corporations to give inventory under 170E3, which is the tax code, and the fact that we're now trying to help so many struggling teachers who have their budgets cut every year by the district so that they can spend their own money and not have to spend their money on their classroom needs.
Well, Gary, we certainly do appreciate your time today and getting us up to speed on in-kind giving as well as NARE and the organization. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about NARE online and how they could be in touch if they needed to do so.
Absolutely. Our website is www.naeir.org. Go on it, visit it. You can act like you're a member. Go through, look at the types of products that we have. Switches all the time depending on what we have coming in and what we have going out. And, you know, don't just jump at joining. Just look into it and see if this is really going to be beneficial for what your organization needs. And if that's the case, we have membership instructions and all that on the website to fill out and start getting your share of the pie.
Well, Gary, once again, it has been our pleasure. Continued success. And we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much, and best of luck to the good work that you're doing, too, in such a wide, wide range of topics. Congratulations to you and much success.
And we certainly appreciate those kind words greatly. We have been speaking with Gary C. Smith, the president of the National Association for the Exchange of Industrial Resources, or better known as NAIR, the oldest and largest gifts in kind organization within the United States. And for more information and for contact, simply visit nair.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.